Okay, Rabotai, we begin our second shiur of the year. We mentioned last week that the shiurim through the Chodesh Elul will be about the topics relating to the Yamim Tovim of the season. Once Rosh Hashanah comes, between Aseres Yemei Tshuva, and then there's a guest shiur that they always have on Thursday night, so I always lose a shiur. So I only have you for the shiurim until the Rosh Hashanah break. So what we'll do, as I told you the possibility would be last week, just to give you a little game plan, we have this week and then two more. So this week, as you see, the topic is a general one about the whole theme of the month of Tshuva. Next week we'll do a Yom Kippur topic, and then the week after, which is right before Rosh Hashanah, we'll do a Sukkot topic. So that way, in the four Shurim that we had together before Rosh Hashanah, we'll have had Rosh Hashanah, a Tshuva general topic, a Yom Kippur, and a Sukkot topic. So the topic for tonight is the question of the mitzvah of tshuva, or shall I say, is, in fact, tshuva a mitzvah? We're certainly accustomed to treating it as a mitzvah, but the question will be, to what extent is it really, and as you can see from the, as we'll get into, what is the relationship between tshuva, in the broadest sense, with vidui, the very specific al-chait and the ashamnus, etc., that we say as part of that process. So the Torah, in Parshas Nitzavim, which is always read right before Rosh Hashanah, in Devarim, in Perek Lamed, is a very famous perek, which seems to have a number of references to tshuva or some related or similar themes. So for example, if you take, even in the opening of the perek, the Torah speaks about V'hashevosa el levavecha, and then in Pasuk Beis it says, V'shavta ad Hashem Elokecha. Seems to be pretty explicit, and in fact, the smak, the Sefer Mitzvos Katan, the Sephorno, Rabbeinu Yonah, and the Shari Tshuva, they all suggest that this pasuk, v'shavt avar Hashem Elokecha, that that's not meant as a prediction or just a description. Rather, it's a commandment. V'shavta, you must return, you must do tshuva to Hashem. However, the really famous psukim, which are almost poetic and very soaring, I didn't even quote them all, I abbreviated them, but it's really kedai to review those psukim all the time, are from psukim Yud Aleph through Yud Aleph and later, where the Torah speaks about something a little bit ambiguous. Ki ha-mitzvah hazos. Because this mitzvah, which I'm commanding you today, lo nifleisi hi mimcha, it's not wondrous, it's not far away, lo rechoka, lo b'shamayim, it's not in the heavens that you might say, how could I get up so high? It's not me'evra layam, in which you would say, how could I go plumb the depths of the sea? Rather, Pasuk Yudalid, ki karav eilecha hadavar miyod. It's very close to you. Beficha v'lvavcha lasosa, in your mouth and in your heart to do. Beautiful, beautiful psukim. And yet the question is, what are they talking about? Ki ha mitzvah hazos. Well, what mitzvah? And in fact, different mefarshim have different understandings. It's so vague and ambiguous. It's not surprising that some see it referring specifically to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Some see it as a reference, even though it says mitzvah, but some see it as a reference to the whole Torah. The whole Torah, you should know. Inspirational, you could do it. However, perhaps the most famous explanation of this pasuk comes from the Ramban. The next source on your sheet, I just gave you a one-liner, says the Ramban, there's different explanations, v'hanachon, but the correct one is that when the Torah talks about this, ha-mitzvah hazos al ha-tshuva ha-nizkeret. The Torah here is referring to tshuva and says the Ramban, this is the mitzvah, this is the obligation, the source, that there's a mitzvah to do tshuva. You might think, well, I don't have to. It's rechoka, it's nefleisehi, me'ever liyam. No, lo b'shamayimi, lo be'ever liyam. You can do it, and says Ramban, you must do it. This is the source for the mitzvah of tshuva. Now, the truth is that we could give a whole shiur, probably more than one, on what are the mechanics of tshuva? How do you do tshuva? The different components. Right? We know, most of us probably through popular culture and the like, right? That, for example, in Catholic religion, right, tshuva seems to be much different, much easier. You go into a booth, you confess to the priest, and voila, and unfortunately, or fortunately as the case may be, to be honest, but we know in Judaism, in halacha, it's much more rigorous. You have to regret, you have to have a Kabbalah commitment not to do it again, you also have to say vidui, you have to stop, you have to really mean it. The Rambam says very famously, Hashem himself has to testify that you're sincere, right? Anyone can act pious, right? But only Hashem knows what's really in our hearts. So to really get a tshuva gemura, to really be forgiven, is not so easy. But what I want to focus is not so much on that. I suspect that between shiurim and Musar Sichot, you'll probably get enough of that in the next few weeks. But I want to focus on a more specific question, which is this concept of tshuva, especially as it comes to the Rambam, who I'm sure you'll be discussing. The Rambam has a whole long discussion called Hilchos Tshuva. And yet, despite the fact that the Rambam has 10 chapters, 10 parakim of Hilchos Tshuva, it's not at all clear that the Rambam thinks that tshuva is even a mitzvah. I want to use our time this evening. We saw the background, a little bit of the psukim. I mentioned the Ramban, the Sforno, others. But let's focus specifically on the Rambam's shita. Is tshuva a mitzvah according to the Rambam? So let's see what he says. The Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos, Mitzvos Asei Ayin Gimel, says the following. What is the mitzvah? He, Shetzivanu Lihisvados. We have to do vidui, we have to confess. We have to confess our sins and our iniquities that we have transgressed before God. And that is not supposed to be just in a vacuum, but rather we have to do it as part of the parcel of tshuva. He's alluding to the fact that Gemara says somebody who is confessing, but at the same time still doing the Avera, who knows what's the famous analogy? It's Ketovel b'sheretz b'yado, right? You're trying to become tahor. You go to the mikvah while you're holding the thing that's making you tamei. It's obviously hypocritical. It's not going to be effective. It's nice, again, as I say, to be pious and klap al chait, and at the same time you have a cheeseburger in your hand. Right? That's obviously not going to work. So it says the Rambam, vidui with tshuva. Hu amru, and then he quotes a pasuk. What's the pasuk? Interestingly, the Rambam quotes, v'hisvadu eschatasam asher asu. Any Bali Kriya here know where that pasuk is from? Third source on the sheet, section 2. V'hisvadu eschatasam asher asu. Where does that pasuk come from? No, it's in a mitzvah context, not just in a story. That's referring to the vidui that a person would do on a karbon, when they would bring a karbon. They had to bring a sin offering. You can't just bring the karbon and be forgiven. You have to do a vidui over the karbon. And that's the pasuk. Now, for the purpose of this year, you'll have to take my word for it. But feel free after this year not to take my word for it and look in the Rambam. But for now, I will tell you, this is the only mitzvah that the Rambam quotes. In other words, what is striking, and already giving us a little bit of a clue that something's going on, the Rambam only quotes one mitzvah. And what was the mitzvah? What did the Rambam say? He shetzivanu? What are we commanded to do? Lihisvados, to do vidui. What did the Rambam not say? Now, the Rambam didn't mention tshuva, because vidui needs tshuva as a context, as a background. The Rambam did not say that there's a mitzvah to do tshuva. And it's really striking that the Rambam, with multiple psukim to quote from Dvarim Perek Lamed, V'shapta Hashem Elokecha, Kiyam Mitzvah Hazos. There's other places you could have spoken about tshuva in a general sense. What does the Rambam do? He finds a pasuk that's specifically talking about vidui, not the general idea of tshuva. And this impression that we might have, that something seems to be going on a little bit, is confirmed if we then read a second Rambam also carefully. If you look at the next source, this is the Rambam's opening words of Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph. And again, carefully, what did the Rambam say? Kol mitzvah shebet Torah, any mitzvah, bein asei, bein los asei, positive or negative, im over odom al achas mehen, bein bezodon, bein beshkaga, if you violated it by accident or on purpose, doesn't matter. Kishi ya'ase tshuva, when you'll do tshuva, v'yoshuv mecheto, when you repent for your sin, chayov l'hisvados l'vne'akel baruchu. You must confess, you must say vidui, shine'emar, and again there's that pasuk again from the karban, v'hisvadu es chatasam, vidui zeh, mitzvas asei. So what is the Rambam saying here as well? How do you read this Rambam? Again, he mentions tshuva, he mentions vidui. But what's the difference between the way the Rambam refers to tshuva and the way he refers to vidui? What do you think? Don't be shy. Yeah? So when he talks about tshuva, it's a description. What's the key word? What's the key prefix? What does he say? How does he preface it? What's the letters? What's the word? Kishayase. When you'll do tshuva. And then how does he describe vidui? Just when you'll do it? Or what? Rather, chayav. Not when you happen to be doing it. Chayav to do vidui. Now again, if I didn't know better, kishayase. Well, but when you see right in one sentence that contrast, that seems to be pretty telling. And pretty jarring. You with me? You got it? Kishayase tshuva. Doesn't sound like that's the mitzvah. That's not an obligation. You don't have to do tshuva. But if you'll do tshuva, so then you should know you can't do it the Catholic way, and you can't do it the this way, and the goyish. You have to do it a specific way. What's the way to do it? With vidui. And it's not just vidui. The Rambam's going to continue with other things you have to do. And we have this in other areas of halacha, where you don't have to do something, but if you do it, then there's a right way. In the wrong way. I'll just give you as an example. I'm not saying it's identical, but as an example. Shechita. No one has to eat meat. There's no karbanos nowadays. Certainly not during the week. You know, maybe on Shabbos and Yom Tov it's a discussion, but you don't have to eat meat. The Torah says, if you want to eat meat, you have to kill the animal in a certain way. And you have to prepare the animal in a certain way. So, it's not chayav l'shchot. If you'll kill an animal, if you want to eat meat, then chayev l'shot. So here the Rambam says, kishayase tshuva. And again, quotes the pasuk of vidui, and says, what's the mitzvah say? What does the Rambam say? Vidui. So, the simple kind of understanding would seem to be, something's going on here. You know, he's given us an impression here. You know, sometimes, you know, if you like sports, right? You know, whether it's basketball or football, right? Sometimes you know you fake left and you go right. So sometimes also when we're learning, sometimes you know we get an impression of something. We have to kind of really think about. You know, sometimes that's a little bit of a misdirection. Sometimes it's misleading. Sometimes our first impression really is wrong, and there's something deeper. And other times, he's really going left. Sometimes the impression is really, even though it's surprising and shocking, sometimes that's really what's going on. And that's really the question I want to spend the rest of this year discussing with you. The Rambam, without looking at any of the other Mefarshim, just when we read it ourselves, but when we read it carefully, we saw something seems to be going on. And it certainly seems to be a little surprising, definitely different than the other Rishonim. The question is that really so? And if that is, kind of how do we understand it? Or perhaps, is it possible that something else is going on? So I want to share with you three or four different approaches in the Rambam. Anyone want to make any suggestions? What do you think the Rambam's getting at? Do you think the Rambam really holds it's a mitzvah? If he really holds it's a mitzvah, so then why is he talking the way he does? And if he doesn't hold it's a mitzvah, then what is the mitzvah? Does it make sense that tshuva should be a mitzvah? Does it make sense that tshuva shouldn't be a mitzvah? What do you think? Yeah.
Possible that since vidui is a concrete action, and tshuva is more... more less concrete, like you don't really know exactly what it is, so it's easier to say that vidui is a mitzvah.
Okay, that's very, very good. What's your name?
Noah
Sanders. Noah? Okay, so Noah suggested that perhaps the Rambam is focusing on vidui because that's something that's more concrete, whereas tshuva might be a little bit more vague. So I'll give you two reactions. Number one is, even though I didn't, it's not fair because I didn't give you the next thing after the Rambam says, tshuva does have concrete steps. Although even those, they're not necessarily verbal. They're still in one's heart, so there's a difference. Right, it's something that you actually have to say. It's not an action in a certain sense, like taking a lulav as an action, but it is something that's more definable. I think that's fair. And I would say, even though it's not identical, but you are close to describing something that Rav Soloveitchik suggested, which is not a bad day's work. But we'll get to that, time permitting. That'll be the last approach I'll share with you, okay? You're close. Anybody else? Yeah. So maybe the Rambam says it's not an asay, but maybe it's a los asay. Interesting. I didn't think about that. Good. What's your name again?
Aaron.
Aaron? Okay. It's another possibility. Anybody else? Yeah. Remind me. I know you told me your last two. Just for the record, I don't know, there's about 40, 50 guys here. I come in for 45 minutes a week. By the end of the year, hopefully I'll know your names, but only if you like remind me of them. So please, no one should be insulted. Reiner, I know, but that's because he's from Baltimore. He's not even in the room right now, so... When he comes back, try not to laugh, but I will. But really, you'll forgive me if I don't remember, but it's hard to have this many guys and to come in only once a week. But anyway, please remind me again your name.
Michael,
yeah.
In Sefer Mitzvot, he says that Allah vonot ha-tashem shekatan ha-tniyatem. He says it already as though we already sinned. We're going to do Shuvah anyway. We have to do it. So it's not really talion on chataim.
So you're saying that, of course, he thinks there's a Shuvah. He thinks there's a... I hear what you're saying. Again, my instinct is to want to say that, but it is, again, it's still striking that he says it's chayev l'hisvados. He never says it's chayev to do tshuva. So there seems to be some kind of imbalance, but let me put it this way. Your instinct, which is to try to assume that there's mitzvah, if you would ask me, if I would just take a poll, you know, be svaro, just what do you think when your gut reaction, should there be a mitzvah of tshuva or not? Is it a mitzvah or not? I think most of us, myself included, would assume yes. So if I had all things being equal, I'd rather assume that's the case for the Rambam. So I'm with you on that. But let's see what we can do. So let's see a few of the different perspectives. You take a look at number three. I have a few of the different approaches that are suggested in the Rambam. Number one comes from a Sefer, one of the earlier commentaries on the Rambam, called the Kiryas Sefer. It's written by the Mabit. And he says the following. Hatshuva v'havidui mitzvah achas hi. Yes, tshuva is a mitzvah, but it's not an independent mitzvah. Rather, it's a multifaceted. There's two components. Tshuva and vidui combine to form one mitzvah. So our instinct that tshuva must be a mitzvah is in fact correct, says the Kiryas Sefer. Yet, we were obviously our question is, so if that's the case, so why does the Rambam almost kind of confuse us? Why are all of his focus on the chayav to be on vidui? So he continues and he says, she'ein vidui below tshuva, because you should know that vidui is an essential component. And here's the key point, vidui gmar ha-tshuva. That is the final nail in the coffin, or whatever a positive, good mushal of that would be. In other words, we have an idea sometimes in halacha that something is nidon al shem sofa. When you have something that's a multi-stage or multifaceted process, so to make things simple, we just kind of refer to it or focus on the last thing. That's when you have the clinch. I spoke about last week, the cha-ching, right? So you start off with tshuva, you feel bad about it, and you really, I'm talking about sincere now, I'm not talking about an act. You really feel bad about it, you really commit never to do it again, you really, and then that's not enough. What do you have to do to finish the deal? You have to then put those thoughts, to make them concrete, you have to put them into action, but into words. Because I think we all know, in a lot of areas of our life, when we just think something, that is one level. But if we actually are willing to say, I am going to, whether it's make the basketball team, study harder, get on the honor roll, or whatever, once we actually say it, even if no one else hears it but ourselves, it's more real. So says the Kiryat Sefer, of course tshuva is a mitzvah. But you should realize, and the Rambam is suggesting, that an essential component of tshuva is not just in your heart. It's not enough just to feel bad. You have to feel bad, but it's not enough. You got to put it into words. And in order to realize that that's an essential component, and it's the final coup de grace, that's the culmination of tshuva, the Rambam focuses on that part. He didn't mean as opposed to tshuva. Of course you have to do tshuva, that's the mitzvah. But you have to remember, chayav l'hisvados, because only once you finally do that, did you actually fulfill the mitzvah. As he says again at the end, he says the same thing, el imavidush hu gemar ha-mitzvah, just in case you want to keep a score at home. There's another sefer called Hirhurei Tshuva, which is also a commentary on the Rambam, but much more recent, late 20th century, written by Rosh Hashiva, who died not that long ago, named Rav Mordechai Gifter. Anyone here from Cleveland? Rav Gifter? Was the Rosh Hashiva of Tells in Cleveland. So he has a sefer called Hirhurei Tshuva, and he basically says the same idea here as the Kiryat Sefer. That's approach number one in the Rambam, which is basically Rambam was faking left and going right. Meaning, even though the Rambam gave us this impression that tshuva was not a mitzvah, but in fact, it's a mistake. Yes, of course the Rambam, like everyone else, he believes it's a mitzvah, and he just focused on vidui, because that's the gemar ha-mitzvah. That's approach number one. Second approach, we find in the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch basically says, you know what? To borrow another cliche or idiom you may have heard, right? If it walks like a duck and it talks like a duck, it's probably a duck. So says the Minchas Chinuch, in fact, it may be shocking, but you got to take the Rambam at his word. The Rambam says, I mean, the Minchas Chinuch says, if you look in the next source, in number 3, Ach medivrei HaRambam shekosuv b'tchilas perak aleph, etc., and he gives the quotes that we've already seen of Kishi Yaseh versus Chayav, says the Minchas Chinuch, mevur dvarav, it's clear. Ein ha-tshuva mitzvah aseh. Yes, it may be shocking, it may be a unique opinion, it may be a minority view, doesn't matter, says the Minchas Chinuch, if you wonder what the Rambam holds, read him and take him at his word. The Rambam holds, tshuva is not a chiyuv. The low cost of mitzvahs asay. He doesn't say it's a mitzvahs asay sheyasa tshuva. He just says kishayasa tshuva. So, well, what is tshuva then? So it's analogous, it's similar to what I mentioned about shechting, shechita. Rak im balasos, if you decide to do it, which is totally up to you, you have no chiv to do it, if you do it, mitzvahs asay sheyasvada b'piv. Then there's a right way and a wrong way, and the right way focuses on vidui. That, says the Minchas Chinuch, is, I wouldn't say 100%, but in essence, the opposite of the Kriya Sefer. The Kriya Sefer says, now, of course, the Rambam means it's tshuva, is a mitzvah. Vida in Vida is just a detail. It's an important, the final detail, but that's all part of the mitzvah of tshuva. Minchas Chinuch says, no, take the Rambam literally, or at his word. The simple reading of the Rambam is clear. Tshuva is just not a mitzvah. It may be shocking. Get over it. The Rambam says tshuva is not a mitzvah. That is the Minchas Chinuch. So the Meshech Chachma, for the most part, at the end, he throws in a slight curveball, which I'll mention in a minute. But for the most part, the Meshech Chachma, of Meir Simcha of Dvinsk, I mean, it's like, you see the way I like to do it, it's in section number 3. I have like different sections, I don't put the numbers by every source. Maybe I will, if it's helpful to you. But in section number 3, this is a whole group of sources which give up answers, approaches to the Rambam. So the third source in section 3. Oh, I didn't know. The Meshech Chachma, he also agrees. And the Meshech Chachma adds something. And he basically says, listen, in essence, Gottlieb, everything you've been saying until now, that it's obvious, or shouldn't you assume that it would be tshuva, and it's such a surprise, shocking, says the Meshech Chachma, you're totally off base from the beginning. Why should there be a mitzvah of tshuva? Not only is there no mitzvah of tshuva, according to the Meshech Chachma, of course there shouldn't be a mitzvah of tshuva. Why not? So take a look at what he says, it's amazing. It's like what we call in SAT English a paradigm shift. Just a total shift in the way we're thinking. Eich nechsheves l'mitzvah. How could it possibly be that tshuva is a mitzvah? And what? And I'll stop sinning and I won't do it? Hello below ha-mitzvah. Without some new mitzvah called tshuva. Mitzvah v'yomed l'vli l'avara mitzvah Hashem yizbarach. V'chi b'shil shavar v'shana bo hutra bo salkat aydach. Hine hazara harishona monaso bechato terem shechata he monaso mechato gam achre shechata. Says Meshech Chachma, I don't understand. Let's again, I used an example before of a cheeseburger. So let's say I just mouth-watering yitzhara, I couldn't control myself. I go into McDonald's and I order it. Ugh, delicious. You know what happens, of course, the next morning, writhing in guilt, aside from a stomach ache, but also a heartache. I feel so guilty, I feel terrible. So of course, I'm not going to do it again, and I really, really, I read the Rambam, and I hold Shuvah, and I read the Mesilas Yesharim, and I feel really, 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 really guilty about it, and I do the Charata part, I do the Kabbalah. Says the Meshech, I don't understand. There's a new mitzvah not to eat a cheeseburger? The same mitzvah of the Vela, of Basar Bachalov, etc., of kosher, that applied before you went into McDonald's, and it applies the day after. As he says rhetorically, I quote unquote, I earned a new mitzvah, because I violated the first one. Right? You violated the laws of kashrus, so as a result, the Torah will reward you by giving you an opportunity for a new mitzvah. What do you mean a new mitzvah? The same mitzvah, which is not to eat treif, it still applies. You don't just get a bonus called a new mitzvah of tshuva. You stop doing it, you don't eat it again. That's not a new mitzvah. That's called keeping the original mitzvah, which you didn't keep the first time. Now, I'm not saying this is 100% compelling. I think there could be a response to this. But just to show you where the Meshech Chachma is coming from, he basically, in essence, is saying, not only is the Minchas Chinuch right, not only does Rambam not think there's a mitzvah of tshuva, why should there be? It's not a mitzvah or a chiyuv to do tshuva, rather, as Rav Kook says, if you take a look at the second to last source on the sheet, Shut Mishpat Kohen, that's one of Rav Kook's tshuva svarim, and Rav Kook also assumes in the Rambam, like the Minchas Chinuch, like the Meshech Chachma, that of course it's not a chiyuv, of course it's not a mitzvah. So what is it? It is on the books. There is something called Hilchos Tshuva. So Rav Kook says very, very beautifully. If you take a look at the last lines, there's a lot of beautiful language here, but for the sake of time, I'll just skip towards the bottom. He says, if you look at the second to last line, and again, in the Mishpat Kohen, towards the end, in the middle of the line where we have the comma, Mikol Makom, Mem Mem. Mikol Makom, Mitzvah Saseh Eina. Tshuva is wonderful, whatever, but if one thing, it's not a mitzvah. You see from the Rambam, it's not a mitzvah. Rather, I love this phrase, Ki'im Eitza Shel Chiba. It's advice that comes from love. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a gift. It's a gift from love. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have said, you sinned, you don't want to do the time, don't do the crime. Too bad for you, you sinned, you're stuck. You're going to burn one day for that one. Too late now. And instead, it's an Eitz HaShel Chiba. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us this incredible opportunity called a second chance. And in this second chance, the Rambam says, Rav Kook explains, you have a possibility for tshuva to be forgiven. As you may know, the Gemara, right? Yuma says, and if you do tshuva me'ava, your averos can even turn into mitzvos. So that's an unbelievable chance. It's a mulligan. You get a total second chance, a do-over. That's not obvious. It's an Eitz HaShel Chiba. It's a gift that Hashem gave us because He loves us. Wow. Thank you, Hashem. Should I do tshuva or should I not? It's a good Eitzah, as they would say. It's a good piece of advice. You can either do it over and uproot the sin and avoid punishment, or better, or you could risk paying the consequences. Now, you think you're so tough. You'll call me after, you know, a day in Gehenna. You'll see then. Says Rav Kook, of course you should do tshuva. Not because it's a mitzvah. Because it's smart. It's good advice. Who wants to get the punishment? But think of it this way. I ate the cheeseburger and then I didn't do tshuva. How many of errors did I do? So if you hold that tshuva is a mitzvah, ki ha mitzvah hazos v'shavta ad Hashem Elokecha, then I did two of errors. I did the lo sasei, in this case, of eating the cheeseburger. And I also did the mitzvah, was mevatel the mitzvah sasei. I didn't do the chiyuv of tshuva. But if the minchas chinuch, Meshech Chochma and Rav Kook are right, so then I only did one avera, the avera of the cheeseburger. I didn't do tshuva. Okay, you're a tough guy. You think you're smart. We'll see how you like it eventually. But bottom line is, that's not a second avera. That's just dumb. You have a get out of jail free card. You just chose not to use it. Whatever. But that's not a second avera. It was just not taking advantage of a great opportunity. So far we've seen two approaches really in the Rambam, although this second approach showed you a few different sources in each one, the way they accent or develop it, but the common denominator I'm suggesting of both the Kiryas Sefer and the Meshech Chochma and Rav Kook is that they all more or less go with what you could say is the simple reading of the Rambam, although we'll see in a minute it's not so simple. So reading the Rambam, that, in their opinion, in fact, there is no mitzvah of tshuva. Yeah. No. If you want to use your get out of jail free card, if you want to do tshuva, then you have to do it the right way. But there's no, if you don't do tshuva at all, then there's obviously no need to do vidui. And that's no worse than not cashing in your chips, cashing in your get out of jail free card. But you didn't do anything wrong. It's not an avera. We have all sorts of things. I gave you the example of shchita, which are listed as mitzvos. But that doesn't mean it's a chiyuv for me to do. It just means that if I'm going to do it, there's a right way to do it. Yeah, in the back. What's your name?
Neil.
Neil? Yeah. Okay, Neil, you're going to have to speak loud. Thank God the air conditioning is working today.
Is it not
so that's an interesting question, which is, who said I didn't do tshuva? I could do it tomorrow, I could do it the next day. That's possible. That's possible. We have other mitzvahs like that. Just to give you just as an analogy. Very good. Excellent, right? There's a machlokas, Rambam and Ravid. We know that if you don't do a bris milah, that's a very serious avera. It's a punishment of kares. So the Rambam and the Ravid argue, what does that mean? From the day you're eight, from the eighth day, if you didn't do the bris, you're already chayv kares? Every day, every day, every day, every day? And then if you would do tshuva when you're 10 or 11 or even when you're 2 months or whatever, I'm not talking about if there's a medical issue, obviously. I'm talking about if someone's family just decided to ignore the mitzvah. And then even as an adult, they ignore the mitzvah. So do you say every day, every day, every day, there's a chayv kares, but if you end up doing the mitzvah, then pull the plug on that avera? Or do you say no? Until the person dies without a milah, he was not over. So I think that's probably true. It's a good point. But again, the point is, if you didn't do tshuva when you died, So then that was for sure a bittul aseh, according to the first approach we've seen, even in the Rambam, and certainly according to the Ramban and the Sforno and everyone else. But according to this approach in the Rambam, the Mechaslinuch and his friends, so then it's not smart, but it's not an aveira. The problem with this approach is that there seems to be a number of things, even though I kept on saying before that this is the simple understanding of the Rambam, but if we look at more of the Rambam, we'll see in fact that it's not so simple. Take a look at the last source on the page, on the bottom. The Rambam in the Koteres L'Hilchos Tshuva. Anyone know what the Koteres is? Sometimes you'll hear, you'll be reading a Sefer, you may hear of a Rebbe who refers to it as the Ramazim of the Rambam, but Meir Baim referred to it as the Koteres. What it means is, in the Rambam's Mishneh Torah, Hilchos Ishus, Hilchos Gerushin, Hilchos Lulav, Hilchos Tshuva, whatever the Hilchos X, Y, or Z are. So take Tshuva, for example, and the Rambam has 10 prakim dealing with all sorts of details. But before the Rambam starts, right before you get to Parak Aleph, Lach Aleph, right above that first thing, he has a little bit of a, like, in like small print, the Rambam will say, these next 7, 8, 9, 10 prakim, and who knows how many halachos and all the prakim, you know? Let's say an average of 10 halachos in a parak, so it could be 100 halachos, I'm guessing, in Hilchos Tshuva. They're all, even though there are many details and facets, and but they're all one long elaboration and discussion of, and then he tells you how many different mitzvos asay, how many mitzvos I shouldn't say asay, how many mitzvos da'araisa are being discussed in the following chapters. It could be 1, 2, it could be 10, it could be 12, it doesn't matter. Each one he tells you. And then he lists what are those mitzvos. So when the Rambam tells you, I'm about to do Hilchos Tshuva, Tem Prakim, lots of discussion, but which mitzvos is all that discussing? So we already saw what he says in the actual Perak Aleph Lacha Aleph. That's the Kishiyasa Tshuva, which we've been talking about. But right above that, literally, what, right above that on the page, the Rambam has this quote-unquote koteres. What does the Rambam say? In all of Hilchos Tshuva is discussing one mitzvah. And what does the mitzvah say? Sheyoshuv hachote mecheto lifnei Hashem v'yisvadeh. Who wants to paraphrase in your own words? What is the Rambam saying there? What's the mitzvah? What's the mitzvah? Come on. Stay with me. Yeah.
Feeling bad and doing
evil. I don't think he said feeling bad. But what did he say? What did he say before? What is return? That's another way of saying. What's the halachic word? I'll give you a hint. It's on the top of the page. Tshuva. Right? Tshuva, that's what it literally means. Excellent. So the Rambam says, what's the mitzvah? He says, there's one mitzvah here. What is the mitzvah? To do tshuva. What's the mitzvah? Sheyashuv mecheto, to do tshuva. And then, at the end, by the way, don't forget, when you're doing tshuva, v'yisvada, do vidui. Now, how would you compare this to the Kishiyasa Tshuva Chayav L'Hisvados? In fact, I would say, not only are you right, I would say, this seems to be almost the exact opposite. Just like we mentioned in the Rambam, in the first one, Kishiyasa Tshuva, he does mention Tshuva and he does mention Vidui, but Tshuva seems to be the afterthought, where the whole focus is on Chayav L'Hisvados, and by the way, when are you going to do Vidui? Of course, Kishiyasa Tshuva. Here it's just the opposite. The mitzvah is Sheyashuv. The mitzvah is to do Tshuva. By the way, you should know, when you do tshuva, you have to do vidui. This is a completely different impression. So, how could the Minchas Chinuch say, and the Meshech Chachma say, that the Rambam holds just no mitzvah? Here the Rambam tells us, what's the mitzvah? Sheyashuv, to do tshuva. Not only that, turn the page. The Rambam says, when it comes to Yom Kippur, Yom HaKippurim, Huzman shuva lakol, the rabbim he kets mechila lefichach hakol chayav makol lasos shuva uli hisvados biyom kippurim. The Rambam shita is that there is a special mitzvah, a special intensified mitzvah. The rest of the year, remind me your name, Neil, right? Was in the back, Neil. Neil made the point that even if there's a mitzvah of tshuva, who said it's today? It's tomorrow? It's whenever? So Neil, now I'll give you a new answer based on this Rambam. The Rambam here says, it's true, all year round, if you didn't do tshuva, no, I don't have to do it today, I can do it tomorrow. Until Yom Kippur. There's a special mitzvah, that mitzvah which you have an option of doing all year round, but you have to do it on Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, Dafka, you have to do tshuva. And by the way, when you do tshuva, do vidui. So some of the Mefarshim say, The Rambam here is not counting a new mitzvah. Remember, the Rambam said Hilchos Tshuva, there's only one mitzvah called Tshuva. But there's a special thing to do it on Yom Kippur. So if it's much more likely, I wouldn't say it's 100%, but it's much, 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 much more likely that if we have this intensified urgency on Yom Kippur to do Tshuva, it must be that there's a mitzvah all year round, which becomes intense and urgent and necessary and timely dafka on Yom Kippur. But you don't get the impression when you read this Rambam about Yom Kippur that it's the only day of the year that there's a mitzvah. It sounds like there is a mitzvah called Tshuva, which has to be done urgently on Yom Kippur. So again, if the Rambam talks about a mitzvah to do Tshuva on Yom Kippur, it seems to be assuming that there's a mitzvah all year, and then it just has some added urgency. Again, that goes against the Minchas Chinuch simple reading, against the Minchas Chinuch assumption. Number three, the Beis HaLevi and others are quoted, Salvation quoted his great-grandfather and his namesake, the Beis HaLevi, and he just said, getting back to something we mentioned earlier this year, 100% anti the Meshech Chachma, he just says, of course the mitzvah of tshuva. He just says, logically, it has to be. Just like the Meshech Chachma was saying, well, why should there be? The Beis HaLevi just took the exact opposite approach. Neither one of them are giving a proof, per se, it's just a gut feeling, a svara. The Beis HaLevi says, obviously, it's compelling, it must be that tshuva is a mitzvah. Then, by the way, he'll give you proofs in the Rambam, but the Beis HaLevi just says, misvara. He quotes the Minchas Chinuch. No, it's no tshuva, it's no mitzvah, just if you do tshuva, you have to do vidui. The Beis HaLevi says, how do I know it's wrong? Because it's absurd, it can't be. Now, we're giving even more meat on that bone. We're explaining that even in the Rambam, it's not so simple in the words. Beis HaLevi said, I don't need any proofs. I'm just convinced it has to be wrong. But if it has to be wrong, plus we've shown in the Koteres and about Yom Kippur, the Rambam does seem to be talking about a mitzvah of tshuva. Yet, the Minchas Chinuch did have a good point. Kishi Yasa Tshuva didn't sound like it's a mitzvah of tshuva. So which one is it? How do we resolve this contradiction? So far, we've seen two almost extreme positions. The Kiryas Sefer says, of course, tshuva is a mitzvah and vidui is a part of it. And we saw the Meshech Chachma and Minchas Chinuch say, no, tshuva is not a mitzvah. It's just an option. It's a good advice. So now we see there seems to be evidence supporting both. So what's our Kosovar Shlishi? What's the third answer? How do we thread the needle? So here I'll give you, and this will be our last source of the night. We won't have a chance to get to the fourth group. But the last tshuva source here, the Sefer Al HaTshuva, which is a sefer of a collection, a write-up of shiurim that Rav Soloveitchik gave this time of year on tshuva themes. Long, long essays for very long shiurim. And Rav Soloveitchik here, in a particular essay called Kocho Shel Vidui, says the following. And again, we don't have time to read it inside because I don't want to hold you too long. But basically what the Rambam said, what the Rav Soloveitchik says here, I alluded to it last week actually. And that is that in every mitzvah, there are two things going on. There's a maisa, there's an action you have to do. Shake the lulav, sit in the sukkah, blow the shofar. And then there's the kiyum, the fulfillment of that mitzvah, or what I like to call the cha-ching moment, when you can check that box when you were yotze. Seder Soloveitchik, the overwhelming majority of times, the maisa ha-mitzvah, the action, and the kiyum, the cha-ching, happen simultaneously. What's the maisa of shaking lulav? Shaking lulav. What's the kiyum of lulav? Shaking lulav. It's the same thing, comes one in one. However, Soloveitchik said there are other mitzvos in which those two are not exactly the same. There are actions that we have to do, but that's not enough. There's something else that is the kiyum shebelev. The action that the Torah mandates is supposed to engender, is supposed to create a certain feeling in our hearts. If the action leads to that feeling, then we have the maisa and the kiyum. But without the feeling in our heart, we may have done the maisa, but we don't have the kiyum. Just one example. We discussed shofar last week, but another example of Soloveitchik speaks about avelus. Rachmana l'Islan, somebody is an avel. My wife's aunt just died this week, so my father-in-law is sitting shiva right now. So you tear kriya, and you sit on a low chair, and you don't eat certain things. Can't do this. Yep. Those are all the Maisei HaMitzvah of Avelus. Instead of Salvechik, that's not the Kiyum. That's not the Cha-Ching. The Kiyum is that feeling of sadness in your heart. These actions are supposed to demonstrate and reinforce to you something bad has happened, something's different now in your world. And you act and behave differently. You don't go to a wedding for a year. You don't do other things like that. That's a Maisa. But that's not enough. It's the feeling that you're supposed to get from that Maisa. That's the Kiyum. Now, in light of that background, which I said a little bit more quickly also last week, now here in Ala Tshuva, the Rav, he does it in other places also, he adds one more thing. That, and he has a pattern. Again, maybe over the course of the year, other shurim will show this as well. But for now, I'm just going to have to be brief. Salvejic has a pattern, shows that the Rama has a pattern. That whenever there are mitzvos where the Rambam separates these two things, he also does so in the following way. That the Rambam in the koteres, in that little thing on the top, that's when he tells you what the kiyum is, what the actual fulfillment is. But in the body of the text, in the Mishnah Torah itself, Perek X, Halacha Y, in our case, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, or in the Sefer Mitzvos, there the Rambam is talking about what does a Jew have to do, what does a Jew have to stay away from. What are the maisim of Jewish life? In the Koteres, the Rambam speaks about the Kiyum. But in the Mishnah Torah itself, he speaks about the maisa. So here now it fits beautifully. Seder Soloveitchik, you want to know what's going on with Tshuva and Vidui? Vidui is the maisa HaMitzvah. What's the action I have to do? Again, getting back, this is now I'm getting back to what I mentioned to you before. What's the maisa that you have to do? The closest thing to an action? Concrete? Was your excellent word choice? That's vidui. So the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos and in Mishnah Torah Perek Aleph says Kishi Yasa Tshuva Chayev what? Which Maisa do you have to do? What's the actual Maisa Mitzvah? Vidui. But that's just a Maisa Mitzvah, and if that's all it is, it's hollow, it's meaningless. What's the Kiyum? What's the context that gives all that meaning? That's Tshuva Belev. That's the genuine feeling of regret and commitment to be better in your heart. And therefore the Rambam in the Koteres says, Shiyoshuv Mecheto. There the Rambam is focusing on the Kiyum. So he starts off with Tshuva, and by the way, you don't forget to do Vidui. But when he's speaking about what you have to do, the Maisa you have to do, there the Rambam focuses on Vidui, and says, by the way, of course, it's in the context of Tshuva. So it's not a contradiction, it's not a confusion of sources. Rather, when we look at all of the sources in the Rambam, we realize that they're referring to two different things. What's the Maisa, and what's the Kiyum. So let's just review in 30 seconds. We saw a number of sources within the Rambam that seem to give us a number of different impressions about whether he thinks Tshuva is a mitzvah or not. We saw for sure other Rishonim, the Ramban in particular, says Tshuva is a mitzvah. Ki ha-mitzvah hazos, shavta Hashem Elokecha. But what about the Rambam? What does he hold? So we saw three different approaches, more or less, in the Rambam. Number one, some said, yes, the Rambam holds it is a mitzvah. What about Vidui? Vidui is a piece of that mitzvah. But it's all one mitzvah. And Vidui is just the Gemar. The Rambam talks about Vidui a lot because he talks about the last thing, because that's the, to borrow the Hilchos Shabbos term, right? That's the final hammer blow. That's when you finish the job. Then we saw the Minchas Chinuch and the Meshech Chachman of Kook say, no! The Rambam says, Tshuva is not a mitzvah. It's not a chiyuv. If you do it, you'll get forgiven. If you do it, maybe you'll get a mitzvah. You don't have to do it. Just you should know if you want to do it. There's a right way and a wrong way. Chayav lesvados, the right way means you have to do vidui. And then we saw what I think is perhaps the best answer, is Rav Soloveitchik's answer. Because that one takes into account all of the evidence of the Rambam. Not one or other, but all of the Rambams. It says you have to put it all together. What the Rambam is driving at is, of course, tshuva is a mitzvah. And it's not, as we saw initially, that vidui is just the final, the gemar. No. Tshuva is the kiyum. That's the essence. That's the goal. Vidui is the maisa. That is the concrete action that you have to take. All right. Have a good Shabbos. And Mitzvah Hashem, I'll see you next week for a Yom Kippur topic.